Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Reporting the pending attack, media reports say a federal grand jury could indict her with accessory to murder in the deadliest mass shooting. Police killing Omar Mateen after he killed 49 people, injuring more than 50 at an Orlando nightclub on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. We were a dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders still won't end his campaign. He and likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton meeting for 90 minutes in Washington, D.C. last night. He's under growing pressure in the Democratic Party to quit. Two New Jersey EMTs calling it quits after getting caught in a fast food line instead of responding to an emergency call. They were busted recently live streaming their choice to remain at a White Castle drive-in in Newark, New Jersey, while ignoring a call for help. They resigned yesterday. The log cabin Republicans saying Orlando is not just about gays. Here is USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
The gay group Log Cabin Republicans is speaking out to say the Orlando attack was not just violence against gays, as some on the left are trying to frame the incident. Log Cabin Republicans President Greg Angelo said on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, this is about Islam.
These people want Americans, freedom-loving Americans, dead and That's the takeaway from what happened on Sunday.
Angelo added in the end that ISIS wants all Americans dead, not just gay Americans. I'm Jason Wirth.
This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The stadium, formerly known as the Orlando Citrus Bowl, now a relief site for those affected by Sunday's nightclub massacre. Mayor Buddy Dyer saying the City of Orlando Family Assistance Center will use the 70,000-seat stadium to provide all the necessary support for the victims of the attack. Victim services will include crisis assistance, grief counseling, child and family services, funeral services, language translation, lodging, transportation, and more. The Southern Baptist Convention passes a resolution to repudiate the display of the Confederate flag. USA Radio's John Clements here with this report.
The Southern Baptist Convention, America's largest Protestant denomination, passed the resolution during its annual meeting on Tuesday in St. Louis. Dr. Russell Moore of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission said this denomination was founded by people who wrongly defended the sin of human slavery. The Southern Baptist Convention has almost 16 million members, representing over 46,000 churches nationwide. I'm John Clemens.
Iran is in the process of finalizing a deal with Boeing to buy passenger planes from the U.S. company to upgrade its civilian air fleet. Iranian media saying the deal should be formally announced in the coming days. Iran Air is looking to acquire over 100 Boeing jets in the multi-billion dollar deal. If it's approved, it would mean U.S. aircraft would be flying over Iran for the first time since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. New York Times saying it's the largest commercial agreement between a U.S. company and Iran since sanctions were put in place. This is USA Radio News.
Rainbow Child Care Center, Lieutenant Michael Maxwell, spokesman for the Township Police, said. The bear was seen by a teacher at the center and immediately reported. Police arrived upon scene shortly thereafter, and the bear soon moved on. If that's the case, in 2016. The only spike in a major category came in black bears hit by a...
Well, Rusty, I think you're out to search for victims in the rubble.
For all those remote...
Every day, we are unapologetically pro-American.
The Blue Angels are here with the Blue Angels.
They're unapologetic.
3 days of pounding rain.
Drinking.
Winds of 50 miles an hour.
Boring stories and simple thought. Visit.
Oh, what they see. Different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seems to be almost.
At 1-800.
Retailers.
Joe Dieters, an
incredible husband, father,
honoring their hometown, are organizing relief
at 1-800.
Sites in the world, and the reason is simple: conservativetribune.com delivers edge.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Security officials in France on high alert with word that small groups of extremists from Syria may be headed to France and Belgium to carry out attacks. France already on high alert because of the attacks in Paris last year and the upcoming soccer tournament. In Florida,
last night, multiple boats from the Orange County Sheriff's Office and from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission searched the lake, however, to no avail.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office and Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission agents searching for a two-year-old boy grabbed by an alligator at a Walt Disney Resort lagoon last night. The wife of the Orlando gunman could face charges for not reporting the pending attack. Media reports say a federal grand jury could indict her with accessory to murder in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Hopefully, folks from the administration coming in to hoping Lauren would say she was going to do this.
What if
so
I
next,
said no?
Put her on the.
Yeah,
I got a record.
FFLife.com. We don't make apologies for...
How can they get more information on if they'd like to go?
More information, website is www.historicflemingtonnj.com, and a number of local businesses also have tickets available.
Oh, wonderful.
As well as Borough Hall.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how many houses are on the tour?
There are four private homes and then four public buildings.
Oh, wonderful. So you really could make a whole day of it.
Exactly.
Terrific. Have you seen any of the other houses?
I have not yet.
Uh-huh. Now, that day, will you be in your house?
Yes, we will.
Is that stressful, having hosting your home and having people come in from the outside?
It's like having a great big party and
right.
getting ready for it.
Wonderful.
Gives us some good deadlines to get projects finished.
Wonderful. So being that you're a historic house and you're here, right here in the borough, tell me a little bit about your house. Do you have a history of it? Do you know when it was built? Do you have any history of who built it or any history of the home?
We do. In fact, we did quite a bit of research when we were getting ready for the house tour.
Right.
The house itself was built in 1876.
Isn't that nice?
By the Umpleby family.
Uh-huh.
So it's 140 years old now.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, only a handful, I would say a half dozen families have owned it throughout the years. So
wow.
when we moved in, we were very happy that all of the historic woodwork was intact. No one had done, an untoward
modernizing it in the 1970s. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. And it also says that whoever was in that home, they lived there a long time because they really liked the quality of life they had there and the home itself.
Exactly.
Had you made any changes yourself since you've been in the house?
We have not made huge changes. The folks that we bought the house from did put on an addition.
Okay.
So we have a family room, and it enlarged an upstairs bedroom, which was very nice.
Mm.
We actually took down the chimney from basement until roof line
right.
to restore the original fireplace.
Right.
So that was quite a bit of work, and we completed that in the late 90s.
So when the house was built, what was the original source of heat? Was it the fireplace?
The original source of heat, we believe, were coals. Stoves,
right,
which
right.
was state-of-the-art in 1876.
Wow. And I would imagine the electrical was knob and tube?
The electrical is knob and tube. All of what we consider today to be modern conveniences were added over time.
Time, exactly. Wonderful. So how long have you been in the house?
24 years now.
Wow. And in those 24 years, from when you purchased the house from the previous owners to where you are now with it, did you do a lot to put your own stamp on it?
We did a lot as far as the color schemes and just bringing it to where we wanted
your
it
flavor,
to be.
So you didn't necessarily change any rooms around or repurpose rooms or put maybe a dining room and a living room. You know, sometimes people in Victorian homes do that.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, the folks that we bought the house from did have their living room in what's now our dining room.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that. That was good. Okay. And so you made it work for you.
Exactly. For a few years when we were first in the house, we kept that same layout.
Right.
Both rooms are quite large by Victorian home standards. They're about 15 by 17 feet.
Now, that surprises me, Jane, and it's something that I did want to talk about, and it's one of the reasons that I think you guys should buy tickets and go see some interesting things, is that because your house is historic, because it was built at the time it was built, Victorians classically have a lot of small rooms. You have a lot of big rooms. I mean, your dining room is very big.
Exactly.
That Most colonials don't even have dining rooms that
very
big.
Very much about it.
Right. And not low ceilings. And you know, I think there's a misnomer about Victorians, and we haven't done enough, I think, in modern design for the year and a half we've been doing this on Victorians. So I'm glad we're focusing on that, because a lot of people in Hunterdon and this part of the county have Victorian houses, and they want to bring life to them, and they want to honor the traditions of what a Victorian is, but they also want to live comfortably, and they want things to be bright. And I think you've done a very good job of making it up to date and still keeping the integrity of the home. So I think that makes it somewhat challenging, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate that all of our woodwork was meant to be painted white,
right.
and we currently have it painted white, pops,
yeah.
as you would say.
Well, let me ask you about that, because that's a very, very big thing in my business. Because, as you know, I have Maven Hill Designs for 19 years now. And I'm starting to, I would say, oh, if it was 17 years, I said 17 and a half years. Now that it's getting, I'm getting older, so I'm like, oh, it's 19 years. I just saw it on LinkedIn last night. It's actually 19 years I've been doing this. I'm like, wow, that makes me older and older. So now I don't want to say. So for the 19 years I've been doing Maven Hill Designs, one of the things that is very tricky with people and they take to heart is their woodwork. And in non-traditional homes, when we had the big boom out here, when people were going west in the early 90s and there were all those new construction houses, in the early 90s, people were still putting stained wood trim, believe it or not, in the early 90s, and people were paying extra to have oak doors and oak saddles and oak trim, both baseboard moldings and so on. And then I come in 20 years after the fact, and I will say to a couple, you want to modernize your home because you're getting ready to sell now or and downsize, or you want to make your house look newer, what you should do is we should do a light sand, and then we should do we should change that from stain to paint, and it'll make your house brighter and appear more up-to-date but still honor the style it is. And that's probably my biggest challenge today in decorating, because the mindset of those people is, I paid extra money to have oak doors, and I paid extra money to have oak moldings. Now I'm covering it. But often stained trim takes all the light away from a room, and it could be not attractive. So in a home that's not a historical home, it's not, to me, it's a no-brainer. You paint the trim a beautiful shade of white and a semi-gloss, and then your colors pop and everything works. When you have a home that's a historical home, not so easy. And I guess my question to you is, and we're going to take a commercial message and we'll come back and answer it. If you had purchased the home and it had all wood trim that wasn't painted, would you have eventually painted it or not? Okay, on that note, you can think about that. We're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today is Jane DeHaven. She's a longtime resident of the borough here of Flemington and has a beautiful Victorian home right in our borough. And we're talking about what's upcoming, which is the Stroll Through Flemington, which Jane is telling us is going to be this Saturday. And what are the hours again for those who are just tuning in?
This Saturday from noon until 5 p.m.
Wonderful. And do you think it's are the homes in a very close proximity where you could walk, or do you have to drive to these, between the homes?
Well, I guess the answer to that would be how comfortable you are walking.
Right.
I mean, there are a number of homes that are right near Main Street, as the public buildings. Mm-hmm. Ours is out a little bit.
What are the public buildings? Do you know the four public buildings?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The County Courthouse,
the
Doric House,
the
Flemington United Methodist Church, and Flemington Women's Club.
Now, is the Doric House the one where the historical preservation, that building, that's sort of that creamy yellow color?
Yes, it is, right on Main Street.
Did you notice that's the color of my house?
That is.
I think I thought it up first, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, so before commercial break, before our little mini cliffhanger here on Modern Design, I was asking Jane if her trim had not been painted, if she inherited the house or purchased the house from the previous owners, and it was all stained trim, would you have stayed with that, or would you have painted it?
I do think that it always makes us cringe, my husband and I, as we're watching something like this old house, to see someone with, you know, beautiful chestnut woodwork paint that woodwork because of a design trend.
Right.
So I don't believe that we would have painted woodwork if it was not already painted. But I don't also know if that woodwork would have spoken to us and we would have bought the house to begin with.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tell people is, and this is, and I know you're very much into preservation, as am I, and I would say my mantra is, and this is the thing that brought me into design. My dad was a custom house builder and my mother worked with him in the business. And my big thing is, if you build a federal colonial, don't decorate it with Danish modern furniture. And I see that all the time. I have a lady who I met with recently out in a western part of Hunterdon County who came from Manhattan, and her dining room sat in this beautiful farmhouse, was a modern paper lantern from IKEA and a black painted picnic table. I mean, it just doesn't work. I'm very much into respecting the architecture of whether it's historic or not of the home and decorating within that.
Exactly.
Having said that, that does become quite hard these days because the trend towards being a little bit more casual and being a little bit more modern is all that's out there. And to some degree, I think you want to see yourself reflected in what you see out there. And now my house is not a historic home, but it's very traditional. And I keep to that tradition. I find it difficult when I go shopping to purchase things for my house now because there's very little out there that is still traditional. Almost everything is contemporary. Case in point, I wanted to put some new pillows in my family room, and it's been hard-pressed for me to find pillows that will work. I find my color scheme, and then they're very strong geometrics, and they just don't flow with my style. Do you find challenges when you go to decorate or change things because you have a Victorian home and you've kept to the Victorian style?
Our family room is very traditional in that it has plaids and dark wood and so forth.
Right.
But yes, I did want to look for pillows myself a few years back, and it was very difficult finding a plaid anywhere. I was online looking at websites in the UK.
Exactly. You really have a hard time finding that. And I find that as well. And that's the one thing about modern design. The show is called Modern Design, but it's not about contemporary design. It's about design in 2016. And whether that is you have a bungalow at the beach, or you have a farmhouse, or you have a colonial, or you have whatever, a contemporary, or you have a Victorian house, what are the best ways, what are the resources you can go to in the tri-state area to get those things and to do it in what's appropriate to the architecture of the home and also what you enjoy and what feels good to you. Now, you and I have known each other for quite a long time, and a lot of things that we talk about are color. And I always say on Modern Design, color is magic, paint color is magic, and really can transform a room. So I know you've done a lot with paint and a lot with color. When you first purchased this house, and this is a question I don't know, what was the color scheme like in the interior? Well, first of all, start with the outside. Was the outside exactly as it is now? You honored that, or you changed the colors?
The outside was very similar.
Right, and you have a white clapboard outside with shutters and a nice, beautiful, a grand front porch and a lovely back porch as well. So I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, the color scheme was very similar on the outside. The inside, over time, we've changed a bit.
So when you inherited the house, the color scheme on the outside, you probably changed, tweaked it a little bit. But the colors were
the
same. And but on the inside, when you purchased the house, what kind of colors? Because you did do a good amount of work, I imagine, to the kitchen, didn't you?
The kitchen, in fact, yes. We redid in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So
the, what were the cupboards like before you changed out to the beautiful white cupboards that are very appropriate to the house? What was it like before?
The original cupboards were beadboard.
Okay.
That were not original to the house.
Right.
They were actually put in by the previous owners.
Right.
Which was in keeping with the house's scheme at that time.
Right.
Though it's Victorian, they had much, much more primitive furniture
right.
than we do.
Right.
So interestingly enough, the beadboard cabinets were natural wood,
okay.
a light stain.
Right.
We painted them white a few years later just because it felt better to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept them white when we redid the cabinets, which are now a shaker style.
Right.
They're
Do you realize
now.
How many years ahead of time you were by going with white shaker cabinets? Everybody does white shaker cabinets now. But when you did yours... And you said in 2002? People didn't do white shaker cabinets, and they were still into very ornamented cabinets, and they didn't go for the simple classic style. And can you see 14 years later how you really were ahead of the trend because you did what was appropriate for the house?
That's exactly what we feel. I
right.
mean, I think that you have to do what's appropriate for the house.
And most people just do not. I see people on real estate shows, or even clients I take on, why did you buy a center hall colonial if you want to fill it with Danish modern furniture or whatever, or French provincial or what have you furniture? People don't seem to put those two things together. Don't you see also on these design shows, people will buy these houses and just sort of disregard what they are?
I mean, that always puzzles me.
And you can see it consistently. The thing that bothers me is that designers don't – many designers – and there are good designers out there, but many designers – have a brand, and if their brand is a specific look, they take that one brand, that one look, to whatever they go to and just sort of put it in there. And that really irks me. One of the things that I can say about myself, certainly is always a learning experience, and I aspire to do things better and look to other people to do that, but I see many people in my industry that just don't respect architecture, and that just there's no excuse for a homeowner that's not trained. I can understand you inherit furniture, you make it work. But if you're a designer, you're paying somebody, and you have a certain style home, a ranch, let's say, and then you're filling it with furniture that doesn't suit it, that's just not, to me, that's really a waste of money and time. You really have to do that. Because, when you look at a house, to me, the outside is just as important as the inside, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
But more and more, because we have this sort of trend towards contemporary, people are just disregarding it, the outside, the facade, the surround, the area, and then making everything super modern. I was in Branchburg the other day and in a lovely house that was a Tudor, and the woman wanted to find me all sort of contemporary, sleek, black and white artwork. And I said, black and white artwork is very nice. And in the contemporary house I'm working on, I had a piece in my car that I was bringing. It was black and white. It was very sharp looking. It was great. And I even showed it to her and I brought it in. I said, see how this doesn't go with your house whatsoever? You need to, when you make a purchase, you have to say, okay, I have a Tudor. When you have a Tudor house, Tudor is grounded by what? Dark molding. So when you have dark molding, you want to use earth colors, you want to have woodsy pieces, and you want to work with rich colors and fabric because you're limited what you can do with the wall color because you're grounded by so much dark woodwork. So that's where I get with people, that they just don't get a feel for a house. And I think you have to have a feel for a house. When you were looking for your house, did you go through a lot of houses before you settled on this one?
That's difficult to say. I'm not even remembering how many we looked at.
Right.
I would say at least 20.
But wow.
When we walked into this house, it spoke to us. This is where we saw ourselves.
Right. Living. And what would you say spoke to you? What was the thing that maybe you just said, this is the house?
We liked the size of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the rooms are separate.
Mm-hmm.
I know that today, as you speak of trends, this
right.
whole open concept is a big new trend. And for the right house, it's right. For the right people, it's right.
Right. Right.
We loved the house, the size of the rooms, and the
right.
fact that there are many doors. That's kind of an interesting...
But not cluttered or clunky. It's very nice the way it's laid out. So even though there are many doors, it's very open when the doors are open.
Exactly.
So I've had you've entertained and been in your home for several large parties, and it just flows beautifully. Did you find that a lot of the Victorians you looked at had small rooms?
Many of them absolutely did have smaller rooms.
And did most of the Victorian homes, just because we lived differently than we did then, had additions on them?
I'm not sure.
So, but you know, it's funny because people were smaller, and I always say this when you when you're trying to find furniture for a Victorian or a historic home, I won't go to the furniture stores because it just doesn't speak to you. So I'll go to consignment houses and I'll go to places that have resale beautiful furniture out in Pennsylvania or in southern New Jersey, Connecticut, these places that have wonderful pieces, and you'll notice that the dining chairs are absolutely.